Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Y'all spilling so much popcorn over there, Paul Davis going to have to come clean it up. Popcorn, butter, Earl, everything.
Dum-dums, sticks.
You already, Alexa, spilled a ton one time, and then now Riggin's helping you fill your bowl back up, spilled even more. How much popcorn have you had today?
How much have you had?
I've had a kernel or two.
Please,
maybe.
I keep seeing your hand go inside that bowl. Don't play. Mm-mm.
I've had a kernel or two. Paul Davis Restoration is when you need them after there's been something tragic, a catastrophe happen at your home or your business. You contact them and they get there as quickly as possible, those emergency technicians, because they're ready to put things back the way they were, and they know you're ready to have everything cleaned and repaired after a fire or after a flood or after a tornado of popcorn destroyed your whole place. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. I'll love it. I'll love it. Alexis had this thing over the weekend that we talked about on the regular old show where she pooped in a toilet
display. I did not poop in a toilet display. I did not poop.
From now on, you did.
Well, you should have thought of that before you pooped in the display.
She did a one of those tricks a la Jackass. Where she went into, at a bridal showcase at the convention center, she went into a Port-a-John trailer that they have, you know, to show brides if they're going to have an outdoor wedding. These are the types of nice facilities they can provide. Alexis goes in there before the show even opens, where it's just the employees in there, and takes a dump in it.
I did not take a dump in it.
Somebody shit on the floor.
I peed on it. I mean, in it. Mm-hmm. Not pooped. I would not poop in that.
And she was all excited too, like, this is the cleanest thing.
Yeah, I was like, this is nice.
Oh, wow.
I was in there chilling, just hanging out, read my text messages.
She comes out, and the person running the booth says, "Can I help you?" She goes, "No, I'm good.
I'm fine. What's up?"
No, back up, bro. Why are you so close to me?
So then when the original story, Ace and I were wondering why they didn't have signs up that said this is a display only, not to be used as your personal toilet. And then we found out later that it was because they weren't fully finished setting up the display. That's probably why the sign wasn't up, because usually the sign would be the last thing that would go up, right? So she goes in there. The guy went to go to the bathroom himself at one of the established restrooms, not in his own displayed port-a-john, port-a-can, port-a-potty. And Alexis swooped in like an eagle. He's gone. Whoosh, I'm going to use the indoor port-a-potty. Which, pretty sure that doesn't even exist.
No.
An indoor port-a-potty.
I just thought that they were being very well prepared at this thing. I'm like, wow, no one has to wait in line for the bathrooms.
Man, they're on it, aren't they?
Look at them. Okay, bridal showcase. I see y'all. They flexing with the indoor porta potties.
Thank you.
What a flex.
Yeah. What a flex.
Anybody's got an indoor porta potty is a flex.
I hope there was a security guard watching you on a camera. No. He was like, damn, she's been in there for a long time.
And there was like,
or if we could get the security footage ourselves.
Oh, yes. God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was two in there, two stalls. I was like, this is fancy. Wow. Two people can pee at the same time? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out no one can pee at the same time.
Right.
They're not supposed to.
Well, not that they can't. That they should not have been.
I really hope that there was some type of pee chamber built into it that catches it, the pee, and not that it was on the floor of this expo center.
Yeah, I don't think it would go down onto the floor. There's got to be somewhere inside there that it's.
But what if they never find out and then my pee just rots in there? Can it rot?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, at some point, I'm sure.
Or does it evaporate?
Well, if nothing else, worst case scenario. Nobody notices, but they're out of there today, so somebody has to go in and clean the floor of the expo hall.
But if it's not on the floor and if it's still inside of this unit thing, how are they going to know that my pee's in there?
I'm sure they do. They take precautionary measures to clean and make sure everything is awful.
Right. And it will smell like somebody peed in there and didn't flush the toilet. You ever seen a toilet that had pee in it that wasn't flushed? And it has that ammonia smell in it?
Yeah, at some point, somebody is in there, they smell something, and they think, now whose dirty ass came in here and peed in this thing.
Ay.
She said, can my pee rot?
Can my pee rot? Can it rot? Does it go bad? It'll start smelling.
My pee rot.
Can my pee rot?
Did it evaporate?
The good news is we have the name of the company. So we can give them a call today and see if somebody can. Mm-hmm. We can get a representative to join us tomorrow on the radio.
Bunch of wet toilet paper. Well, guys, it was. I think anybody would have made that mistake.
I bet you that the whole weekend the expo was happening, you are the only one that made that mistake. So thousands of people came through there, and thousands of people didn't make the mistake.
I don't think she's the first person to ever do it, though.
No, probably not. I would agree with that. You're probably not the first person to ever do it.
One of very few, though.
But you're part of a select group.
It makes sense to me.
Well, then that's all that matters.
Well, I'd say, that whatever makes it okay?
Whatever makes sense to you.
There was so many people there. Like, they can't just have one little tiny bathroom for everybody.
And you think that's all they have in the whole convention center is one little bathroom for everybody?
No, but that's my first time that I had been there, so I didn't know where everything was, okay? I didn't go exploring. So I just figured they're taking precautions.
What convention center? Where was it?
The Metrolina Expo.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of I've been in there. A lot of bathrooms there. And honestly, if I remember correctly, they're pretty well marked.
Yeah, it says restrooms right up on top in big letters.
Usually they're by concession stands.
They are.
Big blue signs with white letters, I believe.
Restrooms.
Yeah.
But that was all the way at the front.
Oh, so you, okay, so now we're getting more info. So you did know there were restrooms.
No, I didn't know that there was restrooms there. I didn't find out about those until afterwards. Because I had just gotten there. It was probably maybe like 30 minutes that I had been there. And I was like, oh, how convenient. There's a bathroom right close to our booth. That's another reason why I thought that they were there. Because I'm like, the people can't leave their booths, so they have to go to the bathroom. That's nice. They put bathrooms close to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the universe.
That's not the same place we used to do the Bridal Expo, Ace. Is that a different convention center?
That's a different convention center, yeah.
Okay, because when we used to do it in that one, they were on in that expo center in the room. They were up against the walls, like several.
Yeah,
everywhere you go.
Metroline is the one right by Bojangles Coliseum, right? Yeah, so that's the one we've been to that Southern Women's Christmas.
The Christmas show is there,
which is insanity. It's huge.
And wouldn't you think, oh hey, they put bathrooms in here for all these people? That's nice.
I would not have thought that.
No,
I wouldn't have.
Mm-mm.
Well, excuse me.
That is so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
So there is a Lowe's home improvement store not 5 minutes from here, and if you go the other direction, there's an Ace Hardware that's not 5 minutes from here. I say just pick a direction. put the Christmas issue of Ebony under your arm. go evacuate your colon.
That's different.
Different.
They shouldn't have had toilet paper in there. Shouldn't have been all set up ready to use.
Alexis.
It's like a model home.
Right.
If you go look at a model home in a neighborhood, you don't take a nap while you're in there.
Yeah. At what point do you logically look at this and say, you know what? I was wrong. I did something I should not have done.
When the guy asked me if I had any questions, that's when I was like, oh no, what did I do?
But even now, talking about it, you're like, well, they shouldn't have had toilet paper.
I mean, yeah, I know it's not something that you're supposed to do, but I'm just trying to see where my thought process was.
You're defending yourself, so yeah. Everybody, you know, you're not an idiot.
Exactly.
You just misunderstood.
And I had to just go really bad.
It's the behavior of a crazy person. I mean, to use a non-functioning toilet, it's the behavior of a crazy person.
I'm surprised they didn't have some sort of cardboard over this, under the seat.
They didn't
above
have
the hole.
Any of that. They had soap, toilet paper, paper towels. It was very welcoming. I felt very comfortable in there.
It's welcoming. It's welcoming. If it was welcoming, then.
And it was just begging for her pee.
And I mean, it's not like it had, like, I would know that the running water wasn't working, because I've used these before. You have to push a button with your foot and it opens up. So I just figured, oh, okay, I just pushed the button. So it went down there, and it wasn't until the water at the sink didn't come on that I was like, well, that's weird. The water's not working. Still didn't think anything of it until the guy was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, no.
Yeah, like, should I have used this? That's the question he was looking for.
Are these operating?
And I couldn't go tell him I peed.
He had a question. What the F are you doing in there?
Would y'all have told him if you guys peed in there by accident?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would have.
What if it messes something up?
No, you Hell wouldn't
no.
have.
No, I'd have gone over and said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I gotta, there's been a term. I'm so sorry.
Couple of saints over here.
Yeah, for real.
No, I would have. Ooh. I swear I would have. Hey, man, I'm embarrassed by this, but I'm sorry. I thought this was for the use, and evidently it's not. And what can I do to make it better? I don't know.
In these hypothetical situations, you guys always pick like the pristine right thing to do.
Yeah, like they are the.
I swear to God, I would do that. Yes, I would.
I wouldn't.
You know, put on my cape and save the kid from the tree.
I'm honest and noble.
I mean, honest. That's what it comes across.
Yeah, but
I would have.
I'm telling the truth. I swear I would have. I swear I would have.
Hey, that guy needs to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'll pay for whatever. Yeah.
That's the thing. You know. I don't got money to pay for it, so I'm not going to offer that.
But then don't act like we're bad because we would do the right thing.
No, because you wouldn't do that. You guys wouldn't tell her.
All right.
Just pretend like it didn't happen.
No, I would not.
I was just touring it. I was like, I'm getting married soon. These are really nice.
Yeah, and you know what? There's no way he would believe that.
It was before people were there for that.
He would believe you had been living in there before you believe you're about to get married.
No. I would have just kept lying. I think most people would have
lied, right?
Would have absolutely lied.
And I just
and avoided that guy just like you did for the remainder of your period, the remainder of your time there.
Mm-mm-mm. I avoided him like the plague.
Yeah.
I was like, where is and our booth was literally right in front of it. So I couldn't even stand at the edge of the booth. I had to go all the way on the inside hidden so that he wouldn't see me up. I was in the back. And then there was a listener of the show that was there. So she was like, she recognized me, and I'm like, great. Now when I tell the story, she's going to know that I peed.
An attractive woman should never, ever feel like she has to hide from something like that.
I had to.
Ugly woman, yes. Guy, yes. Mm-hmm. Attractive woman goes up to that guy and says, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I accidentally peed on your porch or whatever. Whatever you did.
My bad.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
It's a lot easier to get, you know, the guilt off of you that way.
I wasn't going to say
that. But I am not lying one bit when I say I would have gone and told the guy.
Whatever. It's easy for you to say you weren't there.
Right. It's also easy for me to say because I would have never done it. Yeah. But if I had done it, I would.
Yeah,
I'm right. I would tell.
Guys are so judgmental.
This is the greatest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, I was like, I have to tell them, even though this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
No, and we're grateful that you did. It is amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell everybody.
Oh, and then Kristen, the manager, she was so funny because she's like, what did you do? I guess you could see it in my face. And I was like, I just did the worst thing I think I've ever done in my life. And she's like, what is it? And I told her, and she could not stop laughing. She was crying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She kept looking over there. She's like, I'm going to take a picture of that thing.
Was she crying because she employs someone like you?
Probably. Yeah, she should have gone and told the guy.
No.
Like, you see that tiny little...
If we had been there, like, say the Ace and TJ show had a booth, and you would come back, and TJ and I had said, Alexis, now you have to go over there and tell that guy. It's the right thing to do. Go tell him what happened.
I would leave. I got diarrhea. I gotta go home.
Yeah. You just quit. Like, I just go quit work.
I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it, guys.
Not doing it.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Thank goodness it is no longer taboo to talk about having good mental health and strong ways to deal with stress and anxiety and those types of things. So here is something that you really need to look into because it is so beneficial. It is Noom Mood. Now, you're aware of Noom weight loss and how much help it has given so many people. Well, Noom Mood is just as fantastic as the original Noom weight loss, and it's to help you deal with stressful situations in life and to stop letting stress control you. You should not give stress that much control over you. You will learn to control the stress with Noom Mood. I have a very close friend who has already been using Noom Mood, and she says that her stress level has lowered because she's already learned how to handle different situations differently than she has her entire life. So she's already experiencing the greatness that Noom Mood has brought to her life. Now, it's backed by science, and it is based on psychological principles, and they teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. So here's what you need to do. You sign up for the trial today at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. You need to start worrying less and feeling happier. And the way you do that is by starting with the trial of Noom Mood. Do it today and start feeling better about your life. That's Noom, Noom.com/AceTJ.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Ew, this is disgusting.
She's talking to Riggins.
Yeah.
He's being filthy.
Yeah. It's very offensive, is it not?
Yes.
To you, Alexa. Is Alexa is. How you coming on that Rubik's Cube? You got it solved?
I took it home because you yelled at me.
Oh,
he may have said something, but he did not.
He yelled at me. He scolded me, so I took it home.
What, last week you scolded her, TJ?
No.
Yes, he did.
What happened? Why did he scold you?
She was in here doing the Rubik's Cube and not paying attention to what was going on, and she'd do it right in the microphone.
I was definitely paying attention to what was going on.
No, you weren't.
She was like, it helps me concentrate.
It does.
Yeah, concentrate on the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody else is going crazy.
Yeah.
So I took it home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now take that Game of Thrones shit home, nope, too, whatever that is, and these coloring books and all of that.
My stones.
Hey, since you gave them our big desks, she's just decided to load it down with stuff like it's going to be platform.
Off, how did I give them our big desks?
Well, when you start rearranging the furniture, and then you put our big desks over there for them, and then we got stuck with their little tiny desks.
I like this big desk.
I will go to IKEA. I got to go to IKEA anyway. Go to IKEA and... Isn't that what... Where these, all you can buy is the new tops for these?
Right? Yeah, but...
I'm going to get a little plant for my desk. I'm going to put it right here in this corner.
No, you haven't even decorated your little corner that you were supposed to keep with the holidays. There's no St. Patrick's Day stuff on it.
No.
And then my wife had to say the other day when she came in to record our podcast that she's going to have to do something over there for Easter.
I'm doing it for Easter.
Because you're not doing anything.
That's what I was waiting for is Easter. Because Valentine's Day and St. Patrick was too close together, so I was like, I'm not doing it for both.
You did say you did for Valentine's Day.
I didn't.
But you didn't do Valentine's Day?
No.
Okay, so then it's been... So you're not going to do both, but you didn't either.
Yeah. We're too close to do either one.
Right. Too close to do either. Yeah. So what the hell?
So, but Easter is good because I can get... It'll go through summer.
What?
Till 4th of July.
No, it can't.
No.
Yes, it can. Eggs.
No,
it can't. People love eggs all the time.
No.
Oh, and it's spring Easter, and summer.
Once you decorate now for Easter, then once Easter is over, you can do something else.
It's like, going to be an Easter / spring summer vibe.
No, it's not.
Mm.
And everybody loves rabbits.
So the last thing that went on over there in your corner of decor was I had to take down the Christmas decorations because they were still up far after Christmas.
Oh, they were Christmas / winter decorations.
All right. So you've lost the corner privileges.
Ain't nobody else going to decorate that corner?
Yeah. Jody will do it. She already said she's going to have to do it for Easter because she said you weren't going to do it.
I was going to do it.
Mm-mm. She said, it doesn't look like that Alexis is going to do anything around here.
She didn't say that.
That's what she said.
No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jody are tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so excited for Wednesday. We're going to hang out.
Who is?
Jody and Lainey and I. We're going to do a spring puzzle out in the porch and have cocktails and hang out.
Why?
Because.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Why?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
What happened to y'all's little game pieces that were over there? Your little Mighty Meeple game pieces.
I have them over here on my desk.
Okay, good.
One of them's in the plant.
Yeah. Did Todd do that? Do you think he's funny by doing stuff like that? Put things in stuff. Like, okay, Todd.
Yeah, you can give all those to her to keep on her giant desk.
There you go.
It doesn't need to be in what I guess is my corner now.
You're taking that over officially.
Yeah. You lost your corner privileges. Take that candle, too.
So I don't have a...
Take that candle back home. We don't want that shit up here if you're not going to do it.
Crack lighter.
I don't have a corner, and I don't have a trash can.
You got plenty of desk space.
You're done.
There's the lid to the candle right there.
Stop putting stuff on my desk.
There it is.
Yep. And that's a Christmas candle.
No, it's not a Christmas candle. It's a fall candle.
That is a Christmas candle because it got little Santa Clauses on it. It
says Autumn Harvest on it.
Okay, well, that's even worse because autumn was farther away ago than Christmas.
But we're closer to autumn temperature-wise than we are to winter temperature-wise.
No, we're not.
Yeah, it feels like autumn a little bit outside. This morning it did.
It was 20 degrees this weekend.
Long story short, you're done. You're done. You screwed it up.
Because I thought that you loved doing all that kind of stuff since you didn't get to do it as a child, being a Jehovah's Witness and all.
Yeah.
But now, just don't want to do any of it. We're trying to make things homey here. And you were all about it for about 2 weeks. And then now.
You guys didn't appreciate it.
So it turns out to be our fault.
Yeah, because no one was like, oh my God, this is the best ever.
Well, that is true. I did not appreciate it. I didn't give a shit about the corner decorator. I didn't appreciate it at all. Mm-hmm. I could not give two reps.
It took me like 20 minutes to put it together.
I'm sure it did. It was 19 minutes wasted. Who cares?
But yeah, that's the whole reason, though, we did the whole corner things, because she wanted to do it so much. Oh, it brought her. It made it look a little bit more girly in here for her. And then what does she do? She just, you know.
Squanders it.
Yeah, just walks away from it. She ghosted
the corner.
The corner decorations.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my coloring pages, and I'm going to frame them, and then I'm going to put them up there.
I think what I'm going to do is need to be able to clear anything that goes over there now. I think TJ and I should get to vote on whether or not that's how we want our corner decorated. Mm.
You wanted your Kiss posters in here, Ace.
Yeah. Is that true?
Not what I said. I've never said that.
It's probably true, though.
Yeah. He probably does want
now
that.
We're just making up lies.
Just Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons without the makeup, which is not Kiss.
Now we're just lying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nice work, Alexis. You really screwed that one up.
Yeah.
I suck. I'm the worst.
That's why I look so shitty in here.
Yeah.
Because there's no brightness for my St. Patrick's Day display.
What is your now you're a fan of St. Patrick?
No, I'm just saying whatever. Girls are supposed to go with whatever the holiday is. You ought to see my house right now. It's got St. Patrick's Day stuff all over it.
Really?
Yeah. Had Halloween. I mean, Valentine's Day stuff all over. And the next one's going to be Easter, and that'll be everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Riggins told me that you didn't like Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. That's why I didn't decorate.
No,
he said it.
Damn.
Did I?
Yeah, one time, because I said, oh, I'm going to do Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's together as one. And you were like,
I wouldn't have liked that, because that just doesn't go together. You don't do them at the same time.
I'm trying to consolidate time here.
Yeah.
By that, you mean... less effort on your part? Is that what that means?
So
work harder, not smarter.
Last one you did was Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not crazy about Valentine's Day. That was true. And I've never heard you be excited about St. Patrick's Day. So what if she commits to doing Easter?
Yeah, Easter's a
and
big
does thing. Easter. And
no, I don't. Look, I've never said I have anything against Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day decorations and fun stuff like that. I just don't, you know, go crazy about what you're supposed to do on the activities you're supposed to do on Valentine's Day. And St. Patrick's Day, I've just always, you know, same thing. But I think I may be going for a St. Patrick's Day activity this weekend. There's a place celebrating it this weekend coming up.
Bullshit.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going
I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, like you're going to go to a St. Patrick's party.
You a damn liar.
He a lie. You ain't doing that.
You ain't going to no St. Patrick's Day party.
I am, and I'm not going to say what I'm doing because I don't want people to rush and go be there and crowd the place up.
You're not doing anything.
Yes, I am.
I know. That sounds like a damn lie.
To my friend Bob Glass.
Yeah. Okay.
Text my wife right now and say, are y'all doing something? If she maybe, well, she better be in her trainers right now. Oh. Say, are y'all doing anything for St. Patrick's Day this weekend?
Okay, he probably is. He wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, exactly. But I just doubt that it's like a party type thing.
Well, he didn't say it was a party. He just said he was doing something for St. Patrick's Day.
That could draw a crowd if the word gets out too much. That I don't want there to be a crowd.
Are you going to wear green?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a bar crawl, but that's like the most common St. Patrick's Day thing. Or it's like a corned beef and cabbage kind of like church.
No, I'm not doing that.
Isn't that what they do? Corned beef or something?
I always feel like that, and I know this isn't, but I always feel like St. Patrick's Day, food for that day should be like shepherd's pie, which sounds disgusting.
Shepherd's pie, corned beef, cabbage. I've never
had shepherd's pie. Is it any good?
I don't know.
I think it's okay. Is it the one, doesn't it have like a cornbread kind of stuff in
it? It's like ground lamb or ground beef and then topped with mashed potatoes and then kind of like.
That sounds good.
But it's all right. Doesn't it have a cornbreadish kind of bread in it, or am I thinking of something
else? I don't know.
Got a.
Like a.
Like a big pot pie or something.
Yeah, like a cornbread pot pie. But, I mean, that's not party food by any means. Now my brother is as southern as a turnip green, and he loves corned beef, loves it, but he's not eating it on rye bread.
I don't know,
isn't that what you eat? Is corned beef supposed to be on rye?
Pastrami.
I know pastrami
rye.
Is corned beef.
I don't know. They used to do it at our church on St. Patrick's Day. It was like corned beef and cabbage or some Irish food. Soda bread was what it was, which I still don't know what it is.
I was going to ask, what is soda bread?
I don't know.
It's slimy, though. The corned beef always seems to be slimy. I
thought the world was a lot better place when it was just white bread and wheat bread.
Hell yeah. And you are Mr. White Bread.
Damn. All these options. Pastrami.
Milk, bread.
I realize pastrami is not a bread.
Yeah, I was like, what? Pastrami bread?
Do you?
I just had to get that out.
Pastrami bread.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go! Let's go. Today's National Napping Day.
No time for that today.
I have to keep tightening my microphone up like that, because if I move it a little bit and it just drops. I know.
I love my mic because it's your old mic and it works flawlessly. I mean, it's
attached to my big desk.
Yep, your big desk that I now reside at.
Mm-hmm.
Can you order from IKEA online?
Seems about right.
Yes. And you're not getting it back. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping it. I didn't care about it until I found out you really like it, and now I want it.
Like what, the desk or the microphone stand?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Like a girl. I didn't want it until you wanted it. Now I want it.
It's fine. I don't mind.
Yep.
So Ace, you were raised by a divorced mom.
Yep.
How would you have felt about, you know, if your mom were divorced and had two kids like she did, and then her best friend had was divorced and had two kids, how would you feel about the two of them moving in together as roommates? Would you have liked that?
So it would have been four kids and with
and two moms.
Two moms all living together. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't have liked that. Oh, my house and my stuff and, yeah.
Well, that's becoming a trend. Single moms moving in together with the kids.
I get why they do it, because it certainly cuts down on expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing stuff together?
They don't. They say that they're not in the articles, but you know, eventually they will.
Of course,
you know, because the whole
like they can't help it eventually. Right.
Well, the whole thing, the article that I read was about how who needs men, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're in there living in the same house. I guess they're, I don't know, co-parenting the kids or whatnot. Then sooner or later, it's going to get lonely one night. Kids are going off with their friends, sleepovers or whatever. It's nothing to do, but, you know, curl up in front of the TV with wine. Then they share everything, like their adult toys.
Yeah.
Ew.
And next thing you know, it's like, why don't you just stay in here and do that? And, you know, then a lot of little Edward Scissorhands going on. And
a lot of Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gross.
I'm assuming. That's the only way it could go, right? That's the only direction they could follow.
Tuning in Tokyo, twisting those things like a Rubik's Cube. Just you know what we're talking about. It's inevitable.
Who needs a man? Now, what would happen if it became kind of a tiny trend for single dads to move into the same house with their kids?
Be weak.
Yeah.
They're weak.
And gay. Everybody would be calling them gay.
But I think more than anything, they would say they were weak. I saw a thing on Reddit yesterday. Maybe it was Saturday. Rather depressing. I forgot how it was set up, but it was something about men, guys, whatever, share. The point was men sharing things you could never say out loud. And it began a run, and I just scrolled through. I was like, this is really depressing. And it was men talking about how in society, guys realize you will receive no credit for anything. You're treated like a pariah. You are a terrible person. You're essentially guilty until proven innocent. You're expected to provide. You're not expected to share your feelings. You're supposed to put everything that you desire on the back burner, because all you are supposed to do is cater to the female. And then once you have kids, cater to the kid. And the more you went through, it was like, oh my God, this is so depressing. And you have to assume, because it's Reddit, it's a bunch of younger guys talking about that were answering the question. It was crazy to go through it.
Right. And welcome to the party.
Yeah. It was fascinating at the same time. It was just crazy.
I've been saying that for years. And when I say stuff like that, it's, well, why do you hate women?
Yeah. Well, it was.
It's not the case.
Yeah. It was.
Don't hate women.
It was brutal.
I just want women to get out of the way and let me make the most of them that they can be. That's what I want. On National Historic Women Month.
That's what it is. Yeah. National Historic Women Month.
Yeah.
Let him help you.
Yeah.
To be the best version of you can be.
During National Historic Women Month.
That's right. Mm, that's what it
is. Time for you to be historical and legendary.
Yeah.
That's the name of my seminar, Legendary Ladies.
Yeah. Because you see what happens when you don't get involved? You end up shitting in a model toilet and running away. You need some male influence in your life. Whatever.
Oh, no,
you're missing a strong male influence in your life.
Yeah, one that says, don't poop in there. you needed a strong male role model to show you that you don't poop in there.
The bare minimum. at least they'll tell you not to shit in a fake toilet.
You just needed somebody to say, hey.
You shouldn't do that.
Not that. There.
Oh, man. My silly self.
Because there is going to have to be some cleaning going on in that,
yeah,
in that thing. Yeah. You know what they don't want it to smell like? A regular porta-john.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what they don't want.
Yeah.
And now, I bet it does today.
Sure. And it's like a 4-day event. So somebody's going to have to. I mean, it's still happening, isn't it?
No, I think this was yesterday.
I'm sure they take some type of precautionary measures to check on that and everything.
There's some psycho Pete in here before the event even started.
Like I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed yesterday. I even went to sleep early because I was like, I'm done with this day. I'm over it.
Oh my god.
Who does
well,
that?
As bad as it was, I'm sure his day was a little worse.
He did not think he was gonna have to clean up urine that day.
Oh no. Poor guy. He looks so mad the rest of the day.
Yeah, because he's probably thinking everybody that goes in there now is going to not get the best experience of viewing the model.
I know. Well, it's very realistic. That's they could say that. It's like a real life. Look. Yeah, there's actual pee in it.
So, in other words, he should have thanked
it's
you.
It's not real life because
he should have thanked you for that.
But it's not real life because they don't allow pee to just hang in there.
But it just they're just showing like, oh look, it works. You can pee in here.
Mm-hmm. And toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper is very realistic.
Yeah. That's the most realistic toilet paper I've ever seen.
It's look at that.
You had to pay money to be there.
I think the guy would have rather you stole all the toilet paper from the display.
Oh, God.
That would have been better.
Oh, that's funny.
Not to him.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So that app we were talking about earlier on the regular old show, the state of Wyoming has an app now where you can register and claim roadkill. And the other states are probably going to follow because there is a protocol. If you want to take roadkill or if you run over an animal or something, you have to, you know, go through steps with law enforcement, like the wildlife and fisheries, you know. Riggins and Alexis think that's the most disgusting thing ever. But I, when I'm talking about roadkill, I'm not talking about running over a skunk or running over a possum and flattening it or something like that. It's like somebody hits a deer and it's on the side of the road and you can tell that it just happened, or either you're the one that hit it. What's wrong with taking it? And Riggins said, because when you hit it with your car, things have to explode inside of it or something. It makes it gross. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Not necessarily so.
Ow.
So if I understand it right, TJ, by the way, this thing's work. We were talking about that deer that I hit that time years ago.
Yeah, I was in a little zoo.
Yeah, I was in a small car, hit the deer, deer's dead. I would just open that app and like simply...
register it, basically.
Just like drop a notice, like, hey, bing, here it is. It's right here on this highway. And somebody could say, oh, just hit, bam, claim it, and they'd come get it.
Yeah, or the ones that were claiming it would be the ones to use the app.
Okay, I thought I would maybe
just keep going.
I didn't know if you would let them know, like, hey, I just hit something. Here it is. It's right here. Yeah,
maybe you do. I don't know. But you wouldn't do that in the summer. Like, you wouldn't be able to do that if the temperatures are hot. And it would have to be during the colder months, the season of deer season and all, I think, because the meat would rot and everything pretty quickly in the summer. Nobody I know has ever picked up anything from the side of the road, A, that they didn't see being hit or hit themselves, and B, in the hot sun. You wouldn't do that. And they have hunting seasons for, you know, those are set aside for a reason, because it's better, you know, during those months to eat whatever the animal is that you're allowed to hunt. So, Riggins, if you loved deer meat, have you ever had it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
It was okay.
Okay. But if you loved it,
okay,
and you were behind me on the road, and the deer jumped out in front of me, and I hit it, and you saw it die right there. Yeah. And I picked it up and put it in my truck and took it home and skinned it, cut it up, butchered it, put it away and all that, and then later was cooking deer meat and asked you if you wanted to come out, you wouldn't eat it?
No, I don't think so.
But if I had been in the woods hunting it, you would?
Yes.
Okay. Because you would think it would be ruined if I hit it with the truck?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't seem right.
Yeah. It's not like I did it on purpose, though.
I understand.
It's not like I'm using my truck as a weapon to hunt deer.
You didn't drive off the road in the woods to run it down.
It's just the idea of it being roadkill, so to speak.
Yeah, because it was killed in the road. No. Okay. I'll pass. I mean, thank you for the offer. Yeah.
Same with you, Alexis.
I agree with him. I feel like it just like messes up the organs or something.
You don't eat the organs.
I know, but it just doesn't seem right. Like, at least like if I kill it with a gun, I had an intent. Like, I went to do this thing and I shot it and I killed it. Just finding something on the road.
But you know,
I'm not talking about finding something on the road. I killed it with my truck accidentally.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just weird.
But you know, when it's shot with a gun, the bullet from a rifle tears up some organs when it goes through there.
But I feel like the gun is faster. Like, if you hit a deer with your car, it's going to be a minute before that deer dies, I feel like.
Sometimes not.
Yeah, and that just makes me sick.
You're eating all the anxiety that deer has, the fear. You're consuming all that. Mm-hmm.
Are you just trying to get her going?
I'm not at all. That's what the RZA said from Wu-Tang. That's why he's a vegan.
Yeah. You can't eat anxiety.
Tell that to...
Anxiety eaters.
I'll tell it to anybody.
Wu-Tang's for children.
Tell it to RZA.
Tell it to Wu-Tang, ODB, any of them. You don't eat anxiety. You can't eat anxiety.
That's that spiritualness, though. That comes from being one with nature, that it just transfers it into your
spiritualness.
Am I right? Is that what we're talking about?
spiritualness.
Yeah.
Well, would you, Rob? Would you eat it?
No. But I wouldn't eat it even if you shot it in the woods.
But the whole hypothetical was you love deer meat.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Yeah, it wouldn't bother me if it was hit by a car then.
Yeah.
That just sounds horrible.
What if they hit Junior Bacon Cheeseburger?
A chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget. Sure.
And a Baja Blast.
Same way with a cow, Alexis, if somebody hit a cow and killed it, you wouldn't eat that as a delicious cheeseburger?
Oh, or a steak.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't eat that?
Yeah, now you're talking my language. I might do it then. Yeah.
See?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What if, Alexis, you and I were walking across the street. We had just left Wendy's, and we were walking across the street, and I get hit by a car, and I'm holding a bag of food. I'm killed. I'm dead. But my bag of food is completely uninterrupted, and there's a Baconator with some fries there that nobody's going to eat.
I mean, I might put it to the side till after they come collect your body. I have a snack for later.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't eat it right away. That would be horrible.
But, well, I mean, I appreciate you waiting until they get there to cart me away before you eat it. Yeah. But I'm saying, please, somebody, don't waste that.
Yeah.
But what about if you're there and when you get there, they push you aside. Ma'am, please back up. Let us do our job here. And you're staying there. You're obviously not going to leave until you see what's going on with him. But the food is right there. Wouldn't you start eating if there's nothing you can do? They force you to stay back here.
I mean, yeah, might.
Yeah, you would have
a little
to.
Snack just, while I'm watching eating. What's going on.
You'd at least eat the fries.
You definitely munch on the fries. Eat the fries. I'm definitely, because you can't like reheat those. It's not going to taste the same. But the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, you can reheat it. It'll be fine.
But even, I mean, it depends on how long they take.
True.
I mean, no.
I hope, did you get some salt, some ketchup in there? All right.
Sorry, before I got killed, I forgot to get some.
And did you not get a drink? I'm thirsty.
I assumed the drink would be spilled.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Because I did just get hit by a truck. So I just assumed I spilled the drink, but the bag flew up in the air and it landed and everything was still contained therein.
Yeah. I mean, why would you not eat it? You're staying there to make sure, you know, see what happens and to help whenever you can, but they've told you you can't, so you might as well eat it.
That's a fun question, though. You're with somebody that can get by a car, but their food is okay. They dropped the pizza.
Yeah.
It's not harmed. It's in a box.
You think someone would think you're so messed up because you're eating while your friend just got killed? Yeah.
Well, that was on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The guy in the restaurant at the country club had a heart attack, and the food had just gotten to the table where Larry David was sitting, and everybody jumped up and was swarmed around, and he looked and saw there was nothing he could do, so he sat down and started eating, and everybody thought that was terrible.
But I mean, what are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. Can't let the food go to waste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tons of people that are hungry in the world.
Right, and that's why you should eat something that you run over. Can't let the food go to waste. Right. People hungry in the world.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.